Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
You want to root for the boys and the lady. Hey, welcome to TalktainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio, and you are in touch with Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby and Miss Rita, the voice you just heard. You know, I just, Mufasa over that voice. And then you got my man over here. I would say he's controversial, but I love him anyway. He's my brother. He's a bulldog. Watch out now. Trent McMurray is in the house.
Hey.
I was going to say we have a special guest, but I just love this brother. I don't even know him that well, but we call him Black Jesus.
He's in the studio.
He's in here. We're going to have some healing up in here. Okay. My man. Okay, let's get started here. You ready? Hang on, because it's going to be off the hook. Let's start with the NBA trip.
Okay.
The Lakers are in order to get the Davis deal done, had to cut their balls off.
Yeah, they did.
Say what now?
They had to cut their balls off. Lonzo and LaVar.
Oh.
Go ahead, work with that. Come on, work with it.
I don't even know where to begin with that.
Well, he cut them off on the trade deal, baby. Come on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on, Rita.
It's the Lakers. I don't care what the Lakers do.
Oh, okay.
If it makes them lose, all the more better.
Ooh, wow. You hear that, Bruce Coleman? Come on, Trent. Talk about.
Oh, well.
They cut their balls.
They did.
Off,
they went all in. They gave up the whole team just to get somebody to hopefully play with LeBron. I ain't never seen two people win a title.
Yeah.
You know?
So what do they need, Mr. Big Stuff?
First, they need a new general manager.
Okay.
They need somebody who knows what salary cap
you means. You mean Mr. Palooka or Palinka?
Well, that Palinka, he didn't even know what salary cap was. And he giving away the farm, the house, the baby, the bath, and the window.
Ooh, okay. And the water to go with the
and
baby.
The water to go in it, yeah.
Sounds like they need Marvin Gaye there. What's going on?
They having a fire sale?
But, you know, they gave away the whole team. Not saying that they gave away much, but they gave away bodies.
Okay, well, how about this?
Some
prognosticators, national prognosticators, are picking the Lakers. Now, I don't believe this, but they're picking the Lakers to win the NBA championship next year.
How you win the NBA championship with two players?
You don't. You got KD out.
So?
So?
And?
And?
They lost.
Yeah.
They lost.
What's his name? Thompson is gone.
Okay, yeah. And?
And?
They still lost.
That puts Golden State out.
Right.
Okay. And?
Kawhi, Mr. Hawaii man, wants to go back home to Southern California.
So he goes to the Clippers and they play ball.
And who said it don't rain in Southern California? Tony.
Right.
Yeah. Watch out. All right.
Kawhi
okay.
Going to go to the Clippers.
Is he? Is he really?
Of course.
Uh-huh. Okay. Give me a story there, Miss Rita, since we all over that one.
So I saw this and it tickled me.
Okay.
Boxing legend.
Uh-oh.
Vladimir Klitschko.
Okay.
Rescued from sea after his yacht catches fire.
What?
Yeah. He said, "Be careful what you wish for. Fate took my wish for some adrenaline a bit too literally, and our boat trip Sunday night ended up with our boat igniting and family and friends being evacuated by the Coast Guard and fire rescue team.
Oh.
No worries, we're all fine. # the roof is on fire."
Ooh. Hey, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Was there a woman involved in this?
There were a few people on this boat. No names were mentioned.
Uh-huh.
But Klitschko and his boat were off the shores of Spain with his family and friends.
Oh, Spain.
And fire broke out over the boat. And
don't mess with the Moor people. Come
on,
Moor.
He had to get rescued by the Spain Maritime Rescue Services.
Yeah, just don't mess with the Moor people. You know, anybody named Moor or Moe? Yeah, come on. Yeah, we can get down with the history on that. But anyway.
That'd be true.
That'd be true.
The Moor people?
The Moor people, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Them black Spaniards, them brothers. Yeah. Alrighty. Okay, Trent, work with me. What you got for me, my brother?
Well, that depends. What you need.
What? Ooh-wee.
Oh, okay.
More money. Well, Miss Moe Honey Burgess. Go ahead.
All right. He just got a job.
So here's the deal.
Okay, let's deal, baby. Go ahead.
See, everybody been talking about everybody in the NBA except for one of my guys.
Okay, everybody.
Who's that?
Everybody.
Okay.
Kyrie.
Kyrie?
Kyrie.
You mean the brother from Australia roots?
Kyrie.
Okay. The original. The aboriginal.
The Kyrie that's won a championship.
Oh, Kyrie.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving. Okay, go ahead.
You know, NBA.
Okay.
National Balls Up Association.
Ooh-wee.
Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
My people.
Don't stutter.
Okay.
I won't.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to pontificate.
Okay, Bobby McFerrin on me. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Be happy.
Yeah.
So, with all the ripple effects of Mr. Kevin Durant and his so-called catastrophic injury.
He won't play next year.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
He may not play the year after.
But he's
either.
Still going to get paid.
Whatever.
Okay.
So you get paid.
Okay.
You get paid to stay home in your jammies and your bunny
Man,
slippers.
You ain't even right. Go ahead.
No, I ain't mad at him. That's the whole thing. I ain't upset.
Okay. All right.
With that kind of money, bunny slippers, raccoon slippers, skunk slippers, whatever you want.
All.
Right. So anyway, with this injury touched everybody. That's true. Everybody in the league, but 2 weeks later, the team impacted the most.
Don't say it.
May have been the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, man, come on. Okay, why really? You say that?
How so?
Yeah.
From what I understand.
What are your people telling you, man?
KD was on his way to the Big Apple.
Yeah, you mean, and not to my Knicks? Come on, man.
Of course not.
Come on, man, my Knicks, man.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
Anyway. Guess who's thinking about going to the Brooklyn Nets?
It wouldn't be that dude that won that championship up in Canada, would it?
No, it would be that dude that won that championship up in Cleveburg. Kyrie.
Oh, really?
Kyrie, rumor has it.
Okay, what the rumors say?
The rumor has it Kyrie is thinking about going to the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, really?
That's right.
So everybody going to get down on my New York Knicks.
I'm not getting down on the Knicks. Just be happy, Mr. Bobby.
I can't. Get that Bobby McFerrin. No.
Just
no,
be
no.
happy.
Uh-huh.
Kyrie. He's, that's right. His free agency comes up next week.
Uh-huh.
So he's thinking hard about heading to Brooklyn.
Well, at least he's thinking.
It ain't a bad move.
And not stinking, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
So watch that.
I'm just diehard loyal to the New York Knickerbockers as well as Big Blue, the New York football Giants, even though I don't like what they've done.
Dumpster fire.
Yeah, well, you know. Or how about the Mets? What the hell is going on with them, Trent?
Don't know
all that arguing and fighting and the manager getting all upset at a reporter because he said, "I'll see you tomorrow, Mickey." What is that?
Yeah, well, they're losing.
Yeah?
I mean,
when you lose, you get an attitude sometimes.
Is that what it is?
So they say.
And I like the Mets since 1964.
That's
God.
Your team.
Yeah, that's my team.
But they're neighbors.
Yeah.
I'll talk more about them later.
Yeah, okay. Second class. I know what you're going to say. I know where you're going with that.
Save the good stuff for later.
Save the best for last. That sounds like a song.
So too. Don't be surprised if Kyrie ends up in Brooklyn.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Well, don't be surprised if Kyrie ends up in Brooklyn. Okay, I see my girl over there getting her pipes ready, Miss Shaka Khan. Woo! Lord have mercy. Yeah, that's what I said too. When I saw her down at the RKO Palace many years ago.
Yes,
as a young man. Woo!
Yes, sir.
But guess what?
What?
When you hear that music and one of my favorite songs from her, tell me something good. I have a home, brother. On the line, He's down in Virginia, but he's from Columbus, Ohio. My street up in the north end in the Linden area.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Linden Eagle, all that, was a singer. Now he's a musician. He plays in the two churches. He's the minister of music. My man, Brother Reggie character, Reggie.
Hey, Mr. Bobby, Brother Bobby West, how y'all doing today?
We are doing just fantastic. So glad that you were able to call in and do our thing. Reggie, very quickly, because we're short for time, tell us, what do you do musically and then that other business you have real quick?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a recording studio here, and most everything that I do you can find on YouTube, whether it's contemporary gospel, smooth jazz, old school R&B. I'm down here in the studio now, as a matter of fact, and working on some new things. Got a brand new CD coming out. And I produce folks around town, and you know, like a free agent, I play with others, and but I also do the Brother Reggie solo show. But unlike my brother Kevin Durant, if I don't play, hey, okay, I've been listening now.
Evidently,
okay. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. Now, what is that? A little bit on that computer business that you have or whatever that is. What is it that you do?
Global IT Management, LLC. I developed that and incorporated here back in 2017.
Yes.
And I do all manner of things concerning IT. I've been in IT now about 25 years. So actually from the early 80s.
Okay. Okay, well, we have a brother here that's heavily involved in that, so he may ask you a couple of questions here. But what I want you to do, I want you to take, not all at the same time, but give us at least a minute's worth of one of your songs. We'll talk about that, then I'll have them ask you a couple of questions.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, you know, I love all genres of music, but I'm going to go a little old school, if that's all right.
Okay.
On my new old school R&B / smooth jazz CD, Undercover Brother Volume 1, meaning the brother under the cover song.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is Enchantment.
Okay.
I just want to go back a little bit. So let me go ahead and bring this up. Can y'all hear this clearly?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to
going out to all the lovers in the house tonight back in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. All righty. Here we go. Got us all together.
First of all, Brother Reggie, the first thing I realize is you have multiple revenue streams. See, that's the key. That's the whole key.
Yes, sir.
So tell us about your IT consultant company. What is it that you guys do and specialize in?
Global IT Management. I started out with procurement. I got on the SAM registry to be able to handle government contracts.
Yep.
So, the cloud services, you know, that AWS is coming here, HQ2.
Yep.
Here very, very soon. So Amazon is the major market share of cloud services. I'm certified in that as well as quite a few other things. And so I decided, why not take advantage of the opportunity to train people in cloud services?
Right.
So a federal contract came along. I prayed on it. The Lord blessed me with it.
Amen.
So, to be prepared for those six-figure jobs that are going to come in. Now, about 400 of them are in now. There will be 25,000, but this is over a 20-year period that people don't realize.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm now, and you know, this company that I'm subcontracting through on this contract has basically wanted to start a pilot. They had no one to teach cloud services, in particular cloud practitioner exam, certified in cloud services for Amazon. And I'm certified in that, so I thought after, you know, having one student back in the 90s remembered me and said, hey, you know, I'd like my people to check you out.
Yeah.
I went out to Herndon and, you know, to headquarters. Amazon had a simulcast, a video conference with folks out in Seattle, Washington, and people here in this area to watch me teach one of their services.
Okay.
And it's really well, so they paid for the classes, and I decided to take it from there and got on my own.
Okay, now, before we go on, give us another little sample of what you do, and then I'm going to have Rita come in and ask you a question or two.
Yo, I have questions.
Oh, yeah, she got some questions for you. But, yeah, give us a little 30-second sample here of the other genres you cover.
Okay, well, you know, since you guys were talking about home, you know, Ohio Players is a favorite of mine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit of that.
Okay.
You know what I think heaven is? That's my wife. I went to the read about that. My wife. Somewhere where I can find happiness.
Yeah.
A place close to your love and happiness. Somewhere to rest my aching mind. Oh, where there's no
must
be like this. Yeah.
Hell yeah. All righty. I know Miss Rita, she's got some questions for you. So go ahead, Miss Reggie. Here is Miss Rita, the voice of TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Hey, Reggie. they call me the voice for a very specific reason. I am actually a classically trained mezzo-soprano. So as a musician, I want to ask you, what's your training and what's your favorite genre to play?
Well, Chopin anymore? Well, I went to Cornell. Let me cut this off so you can hear me more clearly. Okay. I studied music at Cornell University.
Is that in Ithaca, and New York?
That's in Ithaca. I was there 5 years, saw the whole place. I started working on my math, decided to strike out after, you know, getting a scholarship, an operatic voice. So I did a lot of, you know, opera, Italian arias, absolutely, German Liederbach, Spanish, French, different languages. Got a scholarship because I had, as far as my mentor and my instructor, Dr. Patterson, who's gone home to glory, there were 500 people applying for the, you know, for the scholarship. There were 22 positions, 2 were artists. I actually got into the class. He played something for me on the Baby Grand Concert Grand, and asked me to step up and interpret it. So, don't recall what the piece was, but I sort of jazzed it up, and he said, you're in. So, I got a full ride, pretty much, though, to Cornell for operatic voice and arranging. I began, you know, conducting, you know, working with the orchestra, writing. Because I can see it on paper, I can hear it in my head, and you know, I would take things like Beethoven's Third and redo it, very much like it.
Okay.
That was back in like 1973, 74.
Okay.
Hey, hang on, Reggie. I got to do this here. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with host delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, politics. And here's 3 that I'd like to share with you right now. How about Super Cool, Blue Mood Food Saturday, and The Jazz Show. Now listen, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTeamAtRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTeamAtRadio.com homepage and click on programs, and why don't you give it a sample like Brother Reggie is doing with us with his music. But give the programs a sample and see if you like it or not. Those and the other shows that we have here at TalkTeamAt Radio. That's right. Exclusive to TalkTeamAtRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. You are listening to Talkin' Sports with at Plus with Mr. Bobby, along with Miss Rita, The Voice, and we have Trent McMurray. And our special guest is Brother Reggie, homeboy from Columbus, Ohio, Linden Eagles, 15th Avenue, all that good stuff here in Columbus, Ohio. And if you would like to call in, you can, 1-877-932-9766, and we can go. Trent, you got a question for Brother Reggie?
So, Brother Reggie, the one thing that you mentioned, you talk about cloud services, especially with AWS.
Amazon, yes, sir.
Right. A lot of African-Americans, males, don't understand that in the technology industry and how that is going to basically take care of a lot of families, those that take advantage of AWS and the technology behind it. What would you say to somebody that's aspiring to learn more about it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of times, unfortunately, when we in our community and our culture think about the generational wealth
right.
that we would love to pass on, that wasn't necessarily passed on to us.
Yes,
and right. we look for, you know, the entertainment field, and it's fine if you've got either, you know, like Elvis Fitzgerald in the family, like, you know, certain artists have family members, or you've got an opportunity. But not everybody can play, you know, for the Dallas Cowboys or the Redskins. You take your pick, right. the Ravens, whoever. Like,
right.
we all can't do that. But when it comes to technology, and I would tell most parents, if you have a child, this is something that I've figured out.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a child that does well entertaining themselves by themselves, that child typically grows up to be very good in math.
Right.
Finds themselves in music. These are key indicators for logic. Logic rests within that particular person. And that may
yep.
be
yeah.
this right here and now. So for, you know, for our African culture and community, I would say that if you're looking for an opportunity, and I will say it's the same as I did back before the hypervisor. The hypervisor is, let's just say, it's an entity that rides between
right.
the physical centers.
Yeah. Okay,
right.
For those of us who are old enough to know or have ever, you know, worked with a physical switch or router or server
yep.
or even a user, when you're working with these real physical things,
yeah.
if you're, you know, involved in that, know that the cloud, not only is it very, very easy to understand,
mm-hmm.
it's very fast, it's inexpensive, start with most companies because you can pay as you go
right.
For it. And I would suggest to anyone and everyone, all you need in order to play with the one-year tier opportunity that Amazon provides, you go to aws.amazon.com, sign up with an email address, and, of course, they want you to have a routing number and a bank account. But
right.
it's here for free, so you have the availability to actually develop virtual private clouds
mm-hmm.
and work with Amazon resources and services. As we say in the vernacular, okay. for real.
Okay.
Exactly.
Hey, Reg, we got about a few minutes left. Give us about a 30-second sample, and then I'm going to have Rita close us out on the questions. Go ahead. Your
okay,
choice.
Okay, let's hit a little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's the way of trying that.
Okay. All right, brother Reggie. We're going to try to see if we can make some inroads to get you here in Columbus, but, you know, at one of our jazz venues. But as we close it up, we're going to have Rita ask you a question, and then that's going to be it. Go ahead, Rita.
All right. I heard you mention that you are, or Mr. Bobby mentioned that you are also a minister of music in two separate
yes.
congregations. So I'll ask you, as a lover of gospel music, what's your favorite gospel artist that you use for your choir music? Are you more contemporary, or do you tend to lean towards the classics?
I am contemporary gospel. Now, I recognize him have a huge foundation in our community, mm-hmm. you know, all the way from the Underground Railroad, and, you know, hymns are very important.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm a contemporary gospel artist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, John P. Key, Marvin Winans, Ernest Pugh. I had the pleasure of going out to the Stellar Awards in 2015. I have a song that you can look up called You Are Holy, okay. which is on YouTube. There's three different versions of it. And that's what got me out to the Stellar Awards in 2015.
All right.
My wife was out there.
Okay.
And they had you know, the red carpet and...
Okay, Brother Reggie, look, our time is gone, but, man, thank you for being on there and making the show really good. Hopefully we can get...
You guys, and really, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on board with you today.
Okay, well, thank you. Tell your wife, Deanna, I said hey. Oh, we all actually said hey to you, and hopefully we can do this again. Thank you, Brother Reggie.
Absolutely, I appreciate it, and you guys do what you can to get back to Columbus, man. The Brother Reggie solo show, I don't need a band, these opportunities.
All righty. Thank you, Brother Reggie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you,
all righty. Thank you. That's my homeboy, Brother Reggie, from Columbus.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I remember when they were coming up, they'd be singing like the Plantations. Y'all don't know, well, Trent might know about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Trent, why don't you give me a story before we go to break here?
So... The Cincinnati Bungles.
Oh, my goodness.
Bungles, though?
Yeah, the Bungles.
Please don't say what I think you're getting ready to say.
You wouldn't bet they make the playoffs, Mr. Bobby?
I didn't expect you to say that. Yeah.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Exactly.
Let's put some Bengals in it.
You can't expect the expected. Come on. I'm the guy that gives you the unexpected consistently.
Sure yeah.
So anyway, the Cincinnati Bengals top pick.
Got hurt now. Come on.
Yes. He is out. He had a shoulder injury. Mr. Ouch. Williams.
Yeah.
Jonah Williams, the team's first round draft pick. He is likely to miss the entire 2019 season.
Ain't that it.
After undergoing shoulder surgery.
Yes.
So they announced it today that he is expected to make full recovery from the surgery, which repaired his torn labrum in his left shoulder.
Okay.
He was expected to be their starting left tackle.
Okay. Well, wait a minute, brother. What the heck or Hades does that have to do with the Bengals being up there winning this thing?
They're not going to win it because their number one pick is not going to play.
Okay, I got you now.
Now the Bungles is coming into play.
Bungles.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
They ain't never won nothing.
Well, let me take your Mongo Santa Maria self and shift it over to Rita before we go to the break.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Rita. Give me one.
Phoenix Sun stud. Josh Jackson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart one.
JJ.
Yeah. First, he was arrested for trying to enter the VIP section of a club or a music festival in Florida.
Okay.
And now, his baby mama.
Uh-oh.
Lorena Vieja.
The Vieja. Okay.
Mother of his five-month-old daughter. I'll say that again. His five-month-old daughter has alleged that the former NBA all-rookie second-team honoree frequently uses marijuana in the five-month-old's presence and has even gotten their child high.
What?
According to court documents, a large blunt was in plain sight within the house, and when Vieja confronted Jackson via text message regarding the strong odor that often permeates his house, he responded by saying, "Laugh out loud. The people in this house will tell you that I don't do that when she's around or before I see her, so say what you want." dummy.
Dummy. Trent, the man messing with the yayo, man. What's the matter with him, just man?
Quit. Wait a minute. Yayo, that's the yayo. That ain't weed, that dude. Yayo is powder. That's okay. Nose candy. Oh, yayo.
You mean the booger sugar?
Yeah. Booger sugar. But the key that I heard out of the whole thing out of this, wait a minute.
Okay.
It's his house?
Yeah.
His house.
Yeah.
We talking his house.
All right. Well,
and like he said, just because she ain't around don't mean he can't do it in his house.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are all available. That's radio the way it should be heard. When we come back, we're going to have more stories. All that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
See that cute little dog in the pet store? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppies to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. But with one simple choice, you can help, just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports.
You now? Alrighty. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's the radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of the Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, Miss Trent.
Wait a minute.
Don't get it twisted.
Wait a minute.
Hold that down.
Fix it.
Quit that nerve. Let me fix
it.
Let me fix it. Black Jesus, I repent.
you need to.
Yeah, I got you on that one.
Got some holy water to throw on me, brother.
Throw it on me. Trent McMurray and the voice of Talk Team at Radio, that is Miss Rita.
The one and only.
The one and only. And, ooh, and Miss Mo Honey, you got a call out for you.
Oh,
hey, listen to this. before we go to the stories, Trent, Rita, listen. The national anthem of this
corporation?
Of this corporation, now that you know what it represents, do you think that we should stand for the hypocrisy of this corporation when the national anthem is played before these games and all sporting events?
You asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking both of you. You know,
I'll defer to the lady first.
This is for radio. Okay.
I'll defer to the lady.
That you know what it's all about.
Well, I feel like the country needs to revamp a lot of things.
Yes.
As someone who has been asked multiple times to sing the national anthem for sporting events when I was in college, I know the first verse very well, but as other verses have come to light, it seems shameful and disgraceful that we maintain this song as our national anthem with the intent behind the full song.
That's right. That's right. Trent?
Well, here's the first thing.
Okay.
My source don't come from this corporation.
Oh.
Okay.
Huh?
So therefore, I will give Pharaoh and Caesar what's due Pharaoh and Caesar.
Okay.
But at the same time, you can watch me burn, but you're not going to see me get marked.
Mm.
So I may stand, I may not stand. That's my choice.
Okay.
And because I live in this corporation of these United States, I can do what I want to do as long as it is morally, ethically, and legal. I can do it.
So what if you wanted to take a knee?
If I take a knee, I can take a knee.
I know a man that got in trouble for taking a knee.
Well, that's because that man put all of his eggs in one basket.
Oh, okay.
But you see what happened to that man at the end of the day. I guarantee you he don't have to work no more if he don't want to.
You mean he got PAID?
PAID, to the point where Roger Goodell would not publicize how much money they gave this man.
I wonder if he went to Houston or Cuba. Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Black Jesus, would you come over and lay hands?
I'm going to touch
please.
The man.
Help
please.
Me, Black Jesus.
Miss Rita, after that remark or those remarks from our brother over here, he's getting his pipes ready. What else do you have for us today that we can sports-wise?
So we've been talking about basketball.
Basketball!
Basketball!
They're playing basketball.
That's it. That's it. Free throw line of life.
Lamar Odom.
Woo!
He's playing in a 3-on-3 league.
Oh, yeah, the big three.
The big three.
Yes.
He returned to professional basketball Saturday.
Yeah.
3 years after his near-fatal overdose.
Oh, that's right. He was on them drugs, wasn't he?
Absolutely.
The yayo. The yayo.
And with the Kardashians, right?
Yeah.
That was his first mistake.
He suited up for the big three's enemies as they took on Bivouac. It's the first time Odom has played pro basketball since he played for the Mighty Sports Philippines in the winter. The 14-year NBA veteran suffered a dozen strokes and 6 heart attacks while in a coma in October of 2015 following the overdose. I'm going to say that again. A dozen strokes and 6 heart attacks, y'all. That's deep.
Was black Jesus in that room again?
That's what I'm saying. Black Jesus was holding him. It definitely
wasn't black Jesus in that room.
Oh, okay. Definitely. Okay.
He made the announcement in November that he would play in the Big 3-on-3 basketball league, founded by rapper and business mogul Ice Cube.
And guess who's playing in there, Trent?
Everybody.
Well, the big man from OSU.
Yes.
Greg Odom. Odin.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yes. Gregory.
Oh, absolutely.
He said
he admitted to the LA Times that his health struggles have forced him to change the way he plays basketball.
Oh, really, man?
Yeah. He hasn't played professionally since an overseas stint in Spain in 2014. I was so encouraged by this. I think it's awesome. He may not be back in the NBA, but basketball is what he loves, and he's playing basketball.
And is he still with that Kardashian?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
He might make it.
That's the best thing he ever did.
Yeah.
Mike could. Yeah. He can make it through.
Yeah. James Harden got rid of a Kardashian.
He should have. You see, he's still running around dribbling.
I mean. Wow.
Damn, Trent. Give me a story about that don't have to do with dribbling.
Okay, so check this out, Mr. Bobby. You've been watching the World Cup women's soccer.
They almost got beat the other day, man.
Sure did.
But you didn't hear me. You've been watching?
Not a whole lot, but okay.
Anyway. So you know the U.S. is going to play France.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Exactly. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Mm-hmm. You know, the bunny ranch.
Ooh-wee.
Anyway. Ticket prices.
Uh-oh.
Ticket prices for the U.S. quarterfinal match against France at the Women's World Cup.
Wee-wee.
Are skyrocketing.
Wee-wee.
One seller is selling a pair of tickets for more than $11,000 a piece.
Excuse me, what?
Comment allez-vous?
Wee-wee. So, the U.S. labor is way into the quarterfinals, so we know that, right?
Yeah.
The tickets,
normally.
Yes.
$68.
$11,000?
They're going now for $11,000.
To watch a game!
Come on.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
The cheapest tickets are $681.
Now, come on, man.
The most expensive one is listed at $11,398.
We might have to lay hands on
somebody.
You.
With the number of tickets on sale, anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000.
Mm.
Hey, man, I went to the Final Four and made
my 10 brother,
G's.
Brother, I know you got bank. So
I made 10 G's off of two.
I know you got bank and you got peoples.
I got people.
I know you got people.
That's what I know.
All right, Rita, before Marvin takes the stage, give me another story.
So the NCAA is none too happy
with
California schools.
What they done?
The NCAA says California schools could be banned from championships if a bill suggesting that college athletes in the state could earn compensation for the use of their own name, image, or likeness beginning in 2023. In a letter to the chairs of two state assembly committees last week, NCAA President Mark Emmert implied that if the bill becomes law as it is written, mm-hmm. California schools could face the prospect of being prohibited from participating in NCAA championships.
That includes
23 NCAA Division I schools, four of which are in the Pac-12 conference.
So the Ed O'Bannon suit just turned to poo-poo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's his image right there.
Yeah.
How come he can't make money off of his image?
Because the NCAA can't make money
off
of it.
It ain't his, just like your birth certificate ain't yours.
Well, I know about the straw man, but we don't need to get into that in the crib.
Right.
Sounds a little slavish, doesn't it?
Well, what do you expect from the only government in the whole world, which is the government of white supremacy racism? That's the only government.
That's right.
All other ones are just subsidiaries of this government. Wow.
That's right.
Right.
Wow.
I found that interesting.
Let's go to the World Cup.
Go ahead before we go to Marvin, because Marvin's over there clearing his, let me hear my throat. Go ahead.
Who, me?
No, go ahead.
Only thing I got to talk about, let's talk a little baseball. And little baseball.
Oh,
little baseball.
We're talking big ball.
Shout out goes to my boys up in the Big Apple.
You can put it on the board.
Banging and slanging with a record of 50-28. They are 5 games ahead of whoever's in second place.
We don't care.
Which would unfortunately be the Tampa Bay Rays.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes?
What's that home run streak looking like?
Oh, yeah.
Is it 7 games?
27 games. A home run has been hit.
I think the ball is juiced.
Well,
they done tightened up the strings on that ball.
If them balls is juiced, then James Harden's going to keep on dribbling.
Oh, Lord.
Ow.
Well, I hear Marvin Gaye over there stretching up because, you know, when Marvin comes up to the microphone, he's going to tell us what's going on. That is an intro for probably the best segment of the show with my man Trent McMurray, Trent's Rant. Trent? What you got for us tonight?
So, Mr. Bobby, you know, I had a conversation with some young people the other day.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
And all of them were under the age of from 17 down to 11.
Oh, they're like them young people, huh?
No.
Okay.
And I have come to the conclusion.
Conclusion?
That this generation.
This generation?
Has zero social skills.
Zero, as in none.
Zero. They cannot hold a conversation.
They can't.
They do not look you in the eye.
They don't.
They're too busy looking at their phones. Talking in incomplete sentences.
Incomplete.
And they're all over the place. What the hell is going on? It's a shame that this generation cannot hold a conversation for more than 30 seconds.
That's not good, bro.
That's not good. Back when we were raised, and I was with my parents or wherever.
And your daddy got on you because I remember.
Oh, my dad didn't play. He's like, you look the man in the eye. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You look at him when you talk to him. Shake their hand. Speak up.
I know your dad didn't play because my brother quit school because they had recess.
Exactly. They don't play. You talk. Absolutely. Incomplete sentences, you give them 100% of your attention. Okay? These kids these days, they have no tolerance for time. They want everything now.
So what's the solution now, Mr. Brother?
Jesus.
Who?
Jesus.
Who? Hey.
The solution is for dad and mom to step up and teach. But the problem is, if mom and dad haven't been taught, they can't teach.
Well, now
there you go. There you go.
So
that part is true.
Now you got to go back another generation, if they're still alive, to learn how to be socialized and to actually be a human being.
Well, how about some truth here?
Electronics have ruined our cultural society as a whole.
Come on, Yahshua.
So in my house, there's a rule.
Come on, Yahshua.
No Friday electronics.
Come on, Yahshua.
You don't bring phones to the table.
Come on, Yahshua.
You don't take phones to the bathroom.
Come on, Yahshua.
You turn it off and you set it on the table, and we're going to have an old-fashioned conversation.
Uh-huh.
And not a one-word, conversation.
Is that what it is?
Families need to get back together.
Together.
And make time for each other.
Uh-huh.
Because at the end of the day, that's all you have.
Wow.
Is each other.
Each other.
I'm just saying, Mr. Bobby.
And the letter J was not invented until 1611. Yahshua!
Exactly.
There you go. So Black Yahshua over there. All right, anyway, yeah. Okay. That's pretty deep, Trent. But seriously,
it is.
You are correct on that. But you know what? In all of that, it's up to you and me and
that's true.
Ms. Rita.
It's on all of us.
We can't give up.
No.
Because that's the next generation coming up. So we got to hang in there and teach them because, what's that movie? We Once Was Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's true.
All righty. Okay. Trent, I got to give a shout out to a game and a team that's getting ready to play ball at 7 p.m. today. Out of the Big Ten Conference.
Uh-oh.
You know it. The University, that's right.
Uh-oh.
The University of the School Up North. Okay, Cornelius Green, Trent's cousin, Michigan.
That's true.
They're going to play Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt tonight.
Vanderbilt.
And if they win, they win the NCAA college baseball championship. And they haven't done that since 1962. 62. Okay. Yeah.
You hear that, Chuck? There you go.
Yeah, 62.
You got your little 4 minutes of glory.
Yeah, there you go. The now, University of Michigan. Yeah. Glory, glory. All right. All righty. Trent, what about this trend that's coming up now? I quasi like the Cowboys because you know why. My peoples is in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I go down to Dallas and see my people, and they have enlightened me on a lot of things in Dallas. Mm-hmm. But the Cowboys, which is the number one industry in Dallas and in the state of Texas, and
yes.
so-called America's team, the rumor, Trent, check your people out, has okay. that Jason Garrett is on the way out. And guess who's on the way in?
Who?
Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley.
That doesn't surprise me. Jerry's world just keeps getting better.
I heard from some people.
Yeah,
not my people, but some people that know my people.
We sitting here. Yeah,
yeah.
We're supposed to be the franchise player.
Yeah,
we're talking about practice.
Yeah,
practice.
Go ahead, Alan. Yeah,
we're talking about practice.
Yes, sir.
Not a game.
Not a game.
Not a game.
Not a game.
Yeah, we're talking about practice.
Yeah. But what did Herm say? Herm said what? You play to win the game. Jerry, I understand, is going to open up his checkbook and go down here and get him. What do you think about all that?
Well, I actually don't care.
I know you don't care.
Because I'm not a Cowboys fan. Up to me, I tried to get down on the field when I was down there 2 years ago and walk on the star and – Yeah.
Did Emmitt Smith knock you off the stall?
No, he
didn't.
Trying
to get arrested in Texas. That ain't a good idea.
That's true, because you could get drug in Texas.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, it ain't okay, because I want you here with me, bro.
I got people down there. I'm good.
Oh, yeah, I heard about your people in Texas.
Don't you have people?
He got peoples everywhere. Reed, what do you think about that? Are you a Cowboy fan? And please don't say what I think you're going to say.
I don't care about the Cowboys. I've never been a Cowboys fan. Okay. Even when I lived in Texas, I was not a Cowboys fan.
My
so what's Lincoln Riley got to prove? He what? How many rings he got?
Well, he don't have any rings, but he's done at Oklahoma. He can rest his resume on two star quarterbacks. What's his name? That's up in Cleveland. The Cleveland Clowns quarterback
Mayfield, Baker,
and the one that won the Heisman Trophy this year.
Okay, so
Kyler Murray.
That's
on his resume.
So what?
So
how many national championships has he won? None.
Oh,
he ain't got nothing. He's Lincoln Riley.
What Jerry wants, Jerry gets. Give me a story, Rita. We got 9 minutes. Give me a story.
WHB 810.
Who? House Bill?
Oh, a Kansas City radio station had to pull their host, Kevin Kitesman.
What did he done?
Kitesman?
He's been pulled off the air indefinitely after he tied Chiefs coach Andy Reid's family life to the Tyreek Hill situation tonight. Mm-hmm. Kitesman suggested that Reid's ability as a father played a role in the Chiefs' handling of Hill. The Chiefs wide receiver has been suspended due to allegations of child abuse and is meeting with the NFL investigators this week.
Right.
Reed's son Garrett died of a heroin
overdose
in 2012. So Kitesman says the thing is the Chiefs probably think Reed can fix Hill, but they thought that they could fix him before and they failed. Andy Reid does not have a great record of fixing players. He doesn't. Discipline is not his thing.
He ain't did baddie.
It did not work out particularly well in his family life, and that needs to be added to this as we're talking about the Chiefs. He wasn't real great at that.
Mm-hmm.
Them is grown ass men.
A lot
man.
Of things go bad on him, family and players.
Wow.
I think it's repugnant that you would bring up the man's dead son.
I think so too.
In conversation about what
fired.
Another grown man did.
He needs
well,
to be
I'll
fired.
Say one thing: they probably need to go old school. You're too young for this one, Rita. But remember this one, Trent. Father knows best.
That's right.
Okay.
Take his ass to the woodshed.
Yeah. He needs to learn a lesson. The white men have just gotten real loose with their lips.
They've always been.
They mad because they can't jump.
They've always been loose. Trent, what about another story for me, brother?
Okay, so, you know, here's the NFL's biggest outlier contracts.
Not the fun league, right?
Not the friend league, right. The NFL quarterback, we all know quarterbacks take a huge, paycheck. They pay them to keep them.
Yeah.
Right? So here's a top 10, a few people that aren't quarterbacks that are getting paid in the NFL.
Okay.
Todd Gurley.
Gurley.
For three years, $40 million.
Gurley.
Whoa.
Andrew Norwell out of Jacksonville.
Yeah.
The Jags.
Yeah.
3 years.
Three.
41.5.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas.
Thomas.
The Ravens.
Ravens.
3 years.
Three.
$43 million.
Mm.
Khalil Mack.
Mm.
Chicago Bears.
Mack.
3 years.
The Mack man.
3 years.
Three of them.
Three?
$73.3 million.
Wait a minute.
$73 million.
3 years?
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
3 years.
Ooh. And your point would be what?
My point is that these boys is making money hand over fist. And my number four, because I'm so glad this brother got paid, he took them all to the bank and took the bank.
Yes. Okay.
Mr. Russell Wilson.
Okay. You're talking about his wife now, Sierra? Yeah. Okay.
Russell Wilson. Yeah,
okay.
$170 million
okay.
for
take
3 years.
That,
okay,
that,
okay.
That,
all right. Now, all that trend is well and good.
Yes, it is.
But.
Yes.
We got to throw a butt in there.
Yes.
What about ownership?
Yeah, they got no ownership.
No, all that money with all these players,
right.
And still, who owns the team? And what did what do they look like, the owners?
Pale skin.
White,
yeah, yeah.
Like
see, it's
win.
In the ownership, and that's what we have to do.
So
even if we got to do that.
So you
got
retire to and buy a team.
Is that right?
You retire and buy a team.
Well, let's do that then.
Okay.
Because if they can pay them that kind of jack,
right?
You know what kind of cheese they making?
They're making billions.
Yeah, billions with a B. Okay, let's talk about this. Now you know that the brother. That was the manager or general manager of the world champions Toronto Raptors.
Yes.
Azul, Missouri or whatever
yes.
his name, Missouri.
Yes.
There was an incident, Trent, that when he was, I believe, at the, I want to call it the Cow Palace, but whatever it is out there in Golden State.
Okay.
He was down on the, they used to be called the Cow Palace
right.
out there in San Francisco.
Right.
That was before your time, really. But anyway, he got accused of pushing some police officers.
Yeah, I saw that, trying to get
Uh-oh.
Onto the floor to celebrate with his team.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, guess what?
What?
Somebody dropped the video out.
And?
Uh-oh.
And showed that he didn't do it.
Exactly.
He didn't do it.
That's but
he was he was raked all over the place until the video showed up.
Yeah.
The caption that I saw said the police lied. Does that surprise you, brother?
Never has, never will.
Yeah. No.
No. That doesn't surprise me. What color is his skin?
Mm, he's a chocolate brother from Africa.
Oh, the picture comes into play.
So they just think he pushed just because.
Uh-huh.
He just got a national championship.
He just got
world championship.
World championship.
Me. World championship.
So they had to besmirch his name.
They did until the video showed up.
Right.
But here's the thing, Trent.
Uh-huh.
The cops that's constable on patrol.
Yes.
They haven't reneged on their statement.
Oh.
They're still standing by it.
They won't.
Just
they,
like the guy that's still standing by the Central Park 5, and they got basically exonerated. Well, they got exonerated. Got $41.5 million, but somebody in a certain house in D.C. says that they're still guilty.
Of course. What color is his skin?
What is that?
What color is his skin?
Mm.
We don't never get equal share of nothing.
Mm. See, so, yeah, and then we want ownership in the NBA. And anybody got a story for me before we... Oh, I got one.
Yeah.
Why? I think I know why. But the Red Sox and y'all Yankees, y'all damn Yankees.
That's right.
Going over to dun, to play a damn baseball game.
They went to me. They went where?
They're going this
They're going
weekend.
Where? Where are we going?
England.
Oh.
Guess what?
Yes.
Taxes are cheaper in England.
Is that what it is?
Of course.
Now, they had football over there.
Yeah, they did.
They had basketball over there.
Yeah.
And now they're going to have baseball over there.
Baseball.
Are they trying to make London a franchise city?
They're trying to come up with something. You saw what the Toronto Blue Jays are trying to do.
What's that?
They're trying to play half their games in England.
No, that one I didn't know.
Really?
Half of their baseball games.
Man, you always coming up with some stuff. Go ahead.
You know why?
I'm listening.
They can't fill their stadium.
In Toronto?
Oh,
they can't fill their stadium.
Well, I know Tampa Bay.
They can't fill the stadium.
You play to win the game.
Right, so they're trying to split their season.
Oh. Over there?
Yeah.
Who's flying all the way over to England just for... No, no.
We got a three-game series in London, England.
Yeah. It's going to take you a week out of your schedule.
Come on now.
And?
Well,
the baseball season but time. Is long enough as it is.
Oh, come on.
It ain't nothing but time.
Ain't nothing but time. Mm-hmm. Well, guess
time
what?
Time and money.
Well, you know what? Speaking about time, guess what?
What?
TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Mm-hmm. We've reached that point of the show when time show flies, when you are having fun. And we did. We'd like to thank Brother Reggie down in Virginia.
You know Janet had a baby. You know Janet had a baby.
I ain't in it. And it ain't mine. Anyway, it wouldn't want it to be. But we thank you for listening. Thank you, Brother Reggie, and all you listeners, because you do call me and tell me about that. Yeah. But anyway, TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and radio the way it should be heard. We will see you. And maybe you will hear from us in two more weeks. Two more honey burgers. Yeah.
Oh,
two more.
My gosh.
Thank you for listening.